Take a break from your busy schedule and join Bonnie Sala, our guest host for Guidelines, a five-minute commentary on living.
God's Word is a written word, yet when we read it, we try to visualize it, to understand it in terms of our world and our lives. Jesus knew this, and that's why he taught with so many parables or stories, stories about everyday things the people he was teaching could understand. A lost sheep, farming, celebrating, or working. When a message is put into terms an audience can really get their arms around, we say that that message is contextualized. That's why the Guidelines commentary is translated into different languages with different teaching illustrations. And that's why a study Bible, God's Word explained through African eyes, is needed, says my guest today, Laura Livingston of Oasis Publishing. Welcome, Laura.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Laura, can you explain for us how the cultural setting that a person comes from informs how they understand or relate to Scripture?
Yeah, think about, for example, the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus says, "We're the light of the world," or "We're the salt of the earth." Those are passages we all know really well. And we know light shows the way, makes it clear, shines in the darkness. And we've all been taught that we're the salt of the earth because salt preserves and salt gives flavor. We've heard those sermons over and over. But suppose I looked at that from some African context instead of my own, and I started thinking, well, what does salt do? Well, in an African village, monkeys know where the water is, and they can lead people to water, but of course they don't cooperate by leading the humans to water. But if you feed the monkey salt and make him thirsty, he will go straight to the water, and then you will be able to find your way to the water. So from that context, I might understand that being the salt of the earth means I'm to show the way, to give direction, to point to where your thirst can be satisfied, which actually parallels a lot better with light of the world than our understanding of it. So the context I live in helps me understand the teaching I find in God's Word.
Can you give us another example of what you might call a highly contextualized theme that might be close to the heart of Africans?
One thing that's really important in many African contexts is community. We're much more individualistic in the West and tend to think individualistically, whereas many African contexts, people define themselves and think in terms of community, which actually fits well with the concept of the church as the body of Christ. For instance, the Africa Study Bible is full of proverbs, traditional wisdom that connects with God's Word. And one of those, the Lega of Congo, have a proverb that says, "One hand does not play the drum." Well, it's easy to see how that connects. We function our best in community. And that's the note that is in Titus 1:5, where Paul tells Titus to organize a church in Crete and appoint elders. And we highlight that by saying, one hand doesn't play the drum. So the traditional wisdom can help us to understand God's Word.
What do you think this Bible's impact will be on the African church?
I think it's going to be huge on every level. First, the individual who picks it up, and it's at a level they can read easily, and it has all of these helps that help them to understand and apply what they're reading. But then in terms of the church, because it's going to give the pastors materials to help them preach more richly and disciple people. And then in terms of the larger community, as that church begins to be challenged to impact the society as a whole, what do we do with widows and orphans? How do we handle bribery and corruption? So I think it has the potential to start with the individual and even impact the societies.
The great preacher Dwight L. Moody is known to have said, "The Bible was not given for our information, but for our transformation." May the Africa Study Bible do just that.
Amen.
You've just heard Bonnie Sala with Guidelines, a five-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.